Hey everyone, thanks so much for listening to The Own It Show. As you know, our mission is to redeem the health of the world. And I've got a new book coming out on April 23rd, The Power of Ownership, Redeem Your Health, Live Life by Design, and Break the Relentless Pursuit of Normal. And if you go to thepowerofownershipbook.com right now, you can have access to the book. You can get access to all the behind the scenes content, the hidden videos, the blueprints, and also entered in a draw to have some personal one-on-one time with myself. And so that's at thepowerofownershipbook.com. Be sure to get that resource so that you can take ownership of your health. Until then, let's get back to the episode.
A lot of the work we're doing with some of the best teams in the country in college sports right now are focused on this concept and coming back to this we versus me mentality, but me over we.
This is The Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Own It Show. I'm your host, Justin Rothling-Schofer. And if you're new here, big thing that we're doing here is really diving deep into the psyche and what it means to live a life of ownership and what it means to do that on a consistent basis. What is the mentality that has to exist there? And we've all heard from a young age, we versus me, team first. How do we make sure that we always give to the team, always lead from the team, always make sure that the team is operating well, whether that's in business, whether that's in a school, whether that's on a sports team, it's always been we before me. And I think something that has really kind of hindered me in that thought process or held me back, especially kind of being in professional sport and being in locker rooms and operating that way for so long and seeing that, is that it's a flawed mentality. And I want to dive into that today, because as we really kind of learn or unravel some of these concepts of why me comes before we to create the ultimate we, it's kind of backwards. And it's kind of something that is hard to comprehend or hard to wrap our head around. It's a little abstract if we haven't ever thought this way before. And if we can now start bringing ourselves to this new thought process, we can actually make the team, the we, 10 times stronger than we were doing it prior. Because what we do when we end up focusing on we is we end up having it almost as a crutch, having it as something that I've got to focus on the team first. But as we focus on the team, we actually start becoming the weakest link and not reaching our full potential. And by us reaching our full potential, we actually make the team better. A great story that I kind of have kind of about this is I still remember it was my senior year in college in the hockey team. And we were running what were called 110 repeats. And we were out on the field, on the football field, and you'd start at the back of the end zone and you'd have to sprint all the way down to the other end zone, cross the goal line in under 40 seconds. And you went on the minute. So you basically had 40 seconds to get down. You rested for 20 and you started again. And we did, and you basically did 20 of them. Now, if you got down in 30 seconds, you had 30 seconds rest, so forth and so on. So the faster you did them, the more rest you had. The fitter people did them quicker, had more recovery time. The people who were less fit started to ultimately falter a little bit. And I'll never forget, I was running with some of the faster kids, some of the faster players, and better conditioned. But we had a group that was always faltering. And our captain made it his mission. The we mentality to go and run with those lesser players. And so he would run slower than he actually could, that would actually push him to ultimately pull everybody else along to make sure that they were fit enough to complete it, fit enough to get over it, fit enough to get better. And he did this consistently in every conditioning session that we did for 8 weeks. And I'll never forget when we got to that ultimate fitness test right before our season started. He's typically always in the top 2, 3, 4 in this conditioning test. He finished 14th. And it just befuddled me how somebody who
has so much potential, pushes themselves to the limit, and is able to really go, was going and doing something for the betterment of the team, the betterment of the we, and ultimately now was becoming a weaker link in that chain because he was focused on the we before himself. Now this, now don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we need to be selfish. I'm not saying we push ourselves and we become bigger than the team. It's that we focus on ourselves. We point the finger at us. We look at how can we get better? How can I get better to make a better we, a better team? Just like in the business sector. Do you all of a sudden want your best programmer trying to teach and bring up your lesser programmers so that ultimately that person isn't getting the job done as best that they can, which ultimately makes the team worse? And this new concept of me before we to encapsulate a greater we, I think is so, so important. It's a complete mind shift in the way that we are approaching life, because we ultimately then just create mediocrity. We create a world, a team of mediocrity. And why, when we lead that way, when we come into this we mentality, it can oftentimes lead to pointing fingers. Oh, that person's not fit enough. That person's not fit enough. But instead, if we look back at ourselves and point the finger at us and put me over we, I'm going to say that over and over and over again. We put me over we. If our team failed, if our company failed, if our event failed, what did I do to contribute to that? Why was I a piece of that weakest link? Where could I have leveled myself up so that ultimately the team could have succeeded? A lot of the work we're doing with some of the best teams in the country in college sports right now are focused on this concept and coming back to this we versus me mentality, but me over we, not me before we. You don't put yourself before the team. You don't put yourself before the organization. You don't put yourself before your business, but it's focused on me so that I can become the best version of myself. I can be the most self-actualized version of myself. I can become the best leader of myself so that I ultimately am a rising tide that brings up the performance of the rest of the team, the rest of the organization, the rest of the business. And when we focus on me and what I need to do to be the best person, to be the best salesperson, to be the best leader, to be the best executive in the organization, you will ultimately get the results that you're looking for. And we do it so often. We just become average. We become the average is the curse of excellence. Average is the curse of greatness. Average is the curse of success. And you look out at society today, there's so many examples of this in leadership positions where they've just succumbed to the average that exists there, and they go and follow and lean into the people that aren't pulling the rope. They aren't pulling it in the same direction. They aren't focused on themselves and bettering themselves, but rather seeing why somebody else that's, again, performing better than they are, why that other person isn't doing more. And it's not on me, but rather it's on them because we're a team. And we fail because we're a team and they have to be better, rather than, no, what do I need to do? How can I level up? Where can I continue to learn? How can I change some of my habits so that I can perform at a higher level? And that is this me over we mentality to create a better we. And so it's a thought process that I really want you guys to think about. It's something that I want you to percolate on, something I want you to evaluate yourself in every team setting that you are. Maybe you're in a business. Maybe you're in a sports team. Maybe you're on in a family. How are you putting yourself first in development so that you ultimately become the best version of you to make the collective better? Because if we don't start thinking that way, if we don't start putting ourselves first, if we don't start thinking about developing ourselves before everybody else, we are always going to settle for mediocrity. We are always going to settle for almost their teams, almost their businesses, almost their families. because we are never going to fully realize the potential that exists in each and every one of us. I'll give you another example for myself that I've found myself in this space. As I've been training for the Hyrox Games, ended up winning the US Championships, won the US Championships, got a bid at Worlds, have a top four time in the country. And I go to Worlds. In my preparation leading up, I was focused on helping other people that were going to Worlds, training with them, helping lead them, even though my fitness level was superior to theirs. And I was training on their level and I was thinking about helping people, serving people, rather than putting myself first. I got to Worlds and I finished 17th. It's mediocrity. It's not reaching the full potential that existed within myself because I put the team before my own development, which at the end of the day in that space held me back from really unleashing my full potential. And on that day, let my partner down. My partner who focused on himself, on developing himself, on priming himself for that day, was ready to carry the team, was ready to show up for the team, and I wasn't ready. And so it's a perfect example of how focusing on you, pulling out the best version of you, leaning into your development first, services the team in 100x capacity, and something that will only bring the team closer, will only bring the business to greater heights, will only bring your family to levels that you've been striving for. And so I want to challenge you is, where do you have to level up? Where do you maybe have to create a little separation from the team? Where do you have to create a little separation from the we and focus in a little bit on the me, leveling yourself up, challenging yourself, changing your mindset around this so that you can ultimately realize the potential that exists in a much higher level. So guys, as you go on, as you listen to this, if this resonated with you, I'd love for you to screenshot where you are right now listening to this. Tag me on Instagram, tag everybody on Instagram, get people to listen to it. Because again, the more that I hear from you, the more that I get feedback and comments on this, on the content, on what I put out here, the more personalized, the more personal to you guys I can make it. And so if it resonated with you, please share it, post it on social, and be sure to join us next week, because we know success is different and we have to own our different. We have to act different. We have to lead different to get different results. We'll see you next week.